One of the most enduring images of San Francisco is the cable car. It is a cultural icon that owes its longevity to the creative genius of Arnold Steierwalt Gridley, an eccentric businessman and inventor who died last week. Mike Gridley remembers when his dad began collecting and modifying the cable cars, which were being auctioned off by the city in the late 1950s.
The original wheels that they used for the tracks were removed, and he'd buy a truck chassis with the engine and everything on it, and the cable cars would be lifted and mounted onto that, so they were on wheels.
These new, highly mobile cable cars caught the attention of the movie industry, and soon Arnold Gridley's vehicles were starring alongside the likes of Frank Sinatra and Kim Novak in the movie Pal Joey. The cable car's big break, however, came in the form of a television commercial.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
The Rice-A-Roni Company actually heard about them, and they were filming their famous Rice-A-Roni San Francisco treat coming up over the hill with Alcatraz in the background, and they used the motorized cable cars for their commercials.
So it is fitting that after a Catholic Mass at St. Anne's Cathedral, Arnold Gridley's funeral procession was led by five cable cars.
His casket was placed across the two back seats of the lead cable car, and they led the procession through the streets of San Francisco and then across the Golden Gate Bridge. But it was sort of a very appropriate send-off for my father, who loved the bay also, and he got his last look at the San Francisco Bay going across the Golden Gate Bridge.
That is Mike Gridley. His father, Arnold Steierwalt Gridley, popularized the modern cable car. He died last week at the age of 92.